In Green Bay, hundreds of voters received duplicate absentee ballots in back-to-back elections. The city's internal investigation began this week. It's Thursday, August 20th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed an infectious and often fatal disease in deer in Washington County.
The deer don't have antibodies built up.
The illness has been confirmed in two deaths, but more than 100 dead deer have been reported in southeast Wisconsin. And we'll hear what residents of the region think of a proposal to turn the Apostle Islands into a national park. Stay with us.
I'm Pam Schwartzbach. My husband, Troy Cutray, and I are the owners of Hive of Madison. Hive of Madison is an outdoor lifestyle and boutique here in Madison, Wisconsin.
It is very frequent that we hear from customers. We heard you on public radio today. More than any other thing that we do to promote our business, it is public radio that we hear our customers thanking us for. We find that public radio definitely resonates with our customer.
Learn more about business sponsorship at wpr.org/sponsor.
Green Bay City officials say human error by former clerk Celestine Jeffries led to hundreds of voters receiving duplicate absentee ballots across two elections this year. As Joe Schultz reports, the city council was briefed on the city's internal investigation this week.
Green Bay mailed duplicate ballots to more than 150 voters for the April election and more than 240 voters for the August primary. That's according to reports the city submitted to state elections officials. They requested an investigation last month. The city attributes the issue to human error. In both elections, the investigation found Jeffries reprinted absentee ballot labels, believing some were missing. City Attorney Lacey Cochart says new safeguards will prevent similar errors in the future.
No one person, regardless of position in the clerk's office, can reprint even one label.
Jeffries resigned earlier this month. She had been city clerk since 2021. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee Public Schools is facing a federal investigation into its disciplinary decisions. The U.S. Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights announced the probe Tuesday. A statement from the agency said Milwaukee Public Schools was one of two school districts under investigation for allegedly requiring staff to, quote, consider race when making disciplinary decisions. Kimberly Ritchie is the department's assistant secretary for civil rights. In a letter to the MPS superintendent, she wrote that the start of the probe, not itself evidence of a violation of federal civil rights laws. The investigations were announced the same day the federal department issued guidance to schools that they cannot consider race in creating student discipline policy. A spokesperson for the district said they do not yet know what prompted the investigation. The prediction market company Novig is preemptively suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. As Rich Kramer reports, the company wants to stop Call from enforcing Wisconsin's gambling laws.
Novig's federal lawsuit comes after Call sued other prediction market companies like Kalshi, Robinhood, and Polymarket. He alleges they facilitated online sports betting, which is illegal in Wisconsin unless computer servers are on tribal land. But Novig says Congress gave exclusive jurisdiction over its financial transactions to the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. In other words, the company says Wisconsin's gambling laws don't override federal regulations. Novig is asking a judge for an injunction blocking Call from enforcing state gambling laws. The company has filed similar suits against attorneys general in Massachusetts and New York. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An outbreak of an infectious and often fatal disease has been found in southeastern Wisconsin deer. As Danielle Kading reports, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirmed EHD in Washington County deer.
EHD stands for epizootic hemorrhagic disease. First found in Wisconsin in 2002, it's spread by biting flies known as midges. People are not at risk of being infected. The DNR says cases are more commonly found in the southern and western U.S. 7 years ago, Wisconsin had its largest outbreak with more than 200 deer dying in Crawford County. The DNR's deer herd health specialist, Aaron Larson, says the agency has received more than 100 reports of dead deer so far this year.
I would expect that we're going to be close to that or even past the number that was seen in Crawford County in 2019.
The DNR received reports of the disease earlier than usual this year in late July. Outbreaks typically occur from August to October. Researchers say global warming could be influencing its spread. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, a Wisconsin congressman is pushing for the Apostle Islands to become a national park. Some local residents aren't so sure that's a good idea. Stay with us.
When you're online, visit WPR.org. You'll find news headlines from WPR and NPR and feature stories about arts, culture, music, and politics. Explore our live audio streams, links to program information, or check out upcoming events in your area. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
The Apostle Islands are often called the crown jewels of Lake Superior. And Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is pushing a bill that would make them a national park. Supporters say it would bring an economic boost to the region. But as Daniel Kading reports, opponents say they've had little input on the proposal and infrastructure is lacking.
Are you ready for a cruise?
Yes.
That's the enthusiasm.
At Bayfield City Dock, Wendy Young is revving up people from across the country who are lined up for a tour of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. One by one, they board the 65-foot archipelago that's operated by Apostle Islands Cruises. Illinois resident Lorna Turner says seeing the islands has been on her bucket list.
Just wanted to see all the caverns and hopefully maybe do some kayaking or something while we're up here then too.
Last year, around 261,000 people visited the Apostle Islands, and Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany wants more tourists to enjoy them. At a U.S. House committee hearing on his bill in February, he said the recognition is long overdue.
By elevating the Apostle Islands from a national lakeshore to a national park, we can ensure that thousands more are able to visit this area. This will be a win for the people in my state.
Tourists like Turner back the idea, but not everyone is on board.
I think everyone's just downright afraid.
That's Nicole Boyd. She's the chairwoman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Native Americans have called the Apostle Islands and surrounding area home for thousands of years, and she worries about the legislation's effects on their treaty rights. Tiffany says the bill upholds them, but Boyd says he has never met with their tribal council to discuss concerns.
We're very worried about the safety of visitors if they were to come here and we don't have the emergency services in place. We don't have the amenities in place. And mostly we're worried about environmental impacts.
Boyd is not alone in her concerns. The city of Bayfield is known as the gateway to the Apostle Islands, and Mayor Lynn Cornelius says the city of nearly 600 can swell with thousands of people during the summer months.
They say the money can come afterwards, but if you're going to have that influx of people coming in, we need that infrastructure built first.
As tourists drop into her jewelry store, Bayfield business owner Lisa Fleming says she's also worried whether the National Park Service could handle more visitors to the Apostle Islands.
I mean, our national parks right now are under attack anyway because there's not enough staff.
The National Park Service lost 16% of its staff as part of the Trump administration's efforts to slash the federal workforce last year. The agency is also facing budget cuts, and the Apostle Islands alone has a $57 million maintenance backlog. A spokesperson says the agency remains focused on providing meaningful experiences to visitors while responsibly managing resources. Those visitors mean big business for Bayfield County, where tourism supports one in four jobs. Bayfield County Tourism Director Mary Motif says the islands are the county's most popular attraction by far.
The Apostle Islands are literally the thing that puts us on the map.
Some supporters of the bill hope they would benefit from more tourists heading to the islands. Burnett County Economic Development Director Dick Hartman is among them.
I did think it would bring more prosperity, more people, more money.
7 years ago, Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore was renamed a national park. After the redesignation, visitors grew and spending nearly doubled to $142 million in 2024. Megan Lawson is an economist with the nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics that has studied the economic effects of redesignating national sites.
There are a lot of benefits that come with it, but there's also strain that it absolutely puts on local communities. And the more they can plan ahead, secure funding to support those infrastructure upgrades and other needs that they'll have, I think the more they can plan ahead, the better.
As Tiffany runs for governor, he's not seeking re-election to Congress, raising questions about the proposal's future. He declined an interview request. His Democratic opponent, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, says the proposal shouldn't be forced on Wisconsinites. So far, no action has been taken on Tiffany's bill since February, but the proposal has been slipped into a House spending bill. The full House has yet to vote on either one. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And now for a check of the forecast. Expect sunny conditions, then turning mostly cloudy in the northwest. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon also in the northwest. Highs will reach in the upper 70s to low 80s. And then tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, areas of rain and thunderstorms, mainly over the northwest two-thirds of the state. Lows will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. And then for Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, a few showers in the morning, then scattered thunderstorms developing from southwest to eastern areas in the afternoon. Highs will reach in the mid-70s to low 80s. And that's all for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Special thanks to our producer today, Rich Kramer. We hope you have a great Thursday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for more Wisconsin news.